From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said he's open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He spoke Wednesday by phone with his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in. Both men underscored the importance of maintaining maximum pressure on Pyongyang over its nuclear missile programs. At a news conference, the president said he's upbeat about Tuesday's first high-level inter-Korean talks in more than 2 years.
A lot of good talks are going on right now, a lot of good energy. I see a lot of good energy. I like it very much, what I'm seeing. I just spoke this morning with the, as you know, with the president, President Moon of South Korea. He had some really great meetings. His representatives had a great, great meeting. And I had some very good feedback from that. So hopefully a lot of good things are going to work out.
One media report suggested U.S. officials have been contemplating a military strike against North Korea. Ken Gause is with the Washington-based Center for Naval Analysis.
That would be also suggestive of the idea that if the U.S. can make North Korea believe that all options are on the table, including the military option, that it might make North Korea more willing to come to the table. I would argue, on the other hand, that North Korea is adamant about not giving up its nuclear program.
Yeah, Gause insists the U.S. must drop its precondition of denuclearization before talks with North Korea. In South Africa, the ruling African National Congress met but didn't discuss the future of President Jacob Zuma, who faces growing pressure over corruption allegations. Meanwhile, a committee of lawmakers, including opposition member John Steenhuisen, met to review plans for impeachment.
I think what you're seeing here is the Constitutional Court's admonition for Parliament to act with urgency in this matter is playing out, and I think that's why they've agreed to convene this committee now.
The court found Parliament failed to hold Mr. Zuma to account over the use of public funds for his private home.